missed deadlines and projects returning to square one, those are among the problems the Treasury Department and the Office of Management and Budget are facing as they help agencies implement the Data Act. Now, recall, that's the law requiring federal agencies to adopt standard data formats when reporting financial information. Joining me with the latest, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, tell us what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Officials with the Treasury Department and the Office of Management and Budget testified before a House Oversight Committee on implementation of the Data Act. The Data Act is a law with the goal of making government spending more transparent and accountable by creating a new set of standards for reporting federal financial information. It passed in 2014, and there's a current May 2017 full implementation deadline. This hearing was a year update on where things stand in terms of getting agencies up to speed and guidance in place to be ready for that full rollout.
And it sounds like a year later, things aren't exactly on track from what you heard.
Yeah, things are not so great right now. On the same day as the hearing, the Government Accountability Office released a report saying agencies were still having trouble implementing the Data Act. The main reasons were competing priorities, available resources, integrating systems and guidance. And that's something the government's top auditor mentioned a few weeks ago, that there needs to be additional guidance on things like reporting or award descriptions. Michelle Sager, Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office, summarized some of the highlights for the committee.
There are actually a couple of things that we've highlighted in our report, and I'll just emphasize them briefly. First is the data standards themselves. As we have heard, the data standards do exist, but agencies may still interpret them differently. We used a couple of examples in our January report, award description and primary place of performance, which can mean very different things, and our prior work on USA spending showed that it does, in fact, mean different things to different agencies. So the standards and the forthcoming guidance, we can't emphasize enough that it needs to be paired with a technical guidance with the technical schema so that agencies know what they have to report, how they have to report, and when they have to report. So those are a couple of the critical areas. And then for the pilot, as we noted in our report, the grants pilot appears to more or less be on track. We do have concerns about the procurement pilot, and that begins with kind of all the basics about the leading practices for effective design of a pilot. What's your hypothesis? What are you measuring? How are you measuring it? How are you going to know if you've achieved success? I think if you put all of that together, it's kind of a key to effective implementation.
That pilot program Sager mentioned is an area that got a lot of attention in the GAO report and from committee members.
And what else do we know about this pilot program, Meredith?
The pilot program, well, it's a two-part pilot program. The Data Act requires OMB to establish it. So on one side of the pilot, it's federal grants, and the other side is federal contracts. The Department of Health and Human Services is handling grants, while OMB and its Office of Federal Procurement Policy is leading the procurement side, with the help of General Services Administration's 18F. According to GAO, HHS's proposed design is going well. It's very likely to meet requirements. OMB side of the pilot, not so much. The pilot looked at certified payroll data, and it did it quite narrowly. In light of that, OMB Comptroller David Mader said OMB would be returning within 45 days for what he called a replan of the pilot. That was something Congressman Mark Meadows wanted to know more about, to ensure that OMB wouldn't be returning to the drawing board a third time. Listen to this exchange between Meadows and then Mader.
So here's what I would ask you, Mr. Mader, since you're going to revisit this in 45 days or get a plan back to this committee, is how we can potentially expand the scope. I think you've already said on the pilot program you're going to miss the deadlines. Is that correct? I think that was in your earlier testimony. Maybe not.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So are we going to have a full year's worth of data from the pilot program?
That's why we're going to go back and take a look at our plan.
So yes.
So I don't know.
Well, here's my request of you. We want a full year's worth of data, even if it's going to take you beyond the original target date, because less than a full year's worth of data is meaningless in terms of really making informed decisions. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So you can commit to the committee that you'll give us a full year's worth of data.
We can, yes.
All right, so we have a homework assignment from Congressman Mark Meadows for the OMB Comptroller David Mader. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and tell us what else was talked about at this hearing.
According to the GAO report, the four biggest hurdles for agencies when it comes to Data Act implementation are competing priorities, resources, systems integration, and guidance. GAO has 9 open recommendations on the Data Act implementation, and they range from something back in 2014 on addressing underreporting and inconsistencies within the USAspending.gov site, to a recommendation that was just made in January on the need to finalize technical guidance. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen between now and next May, and that wasn't lost on committee members. Here's Congressman Will Hurd asking Treasury Fiscal Assistant Secretary David Liebreich about whether or not that May deadline is going to be met.
So agencies are supposed to begin reporting data in a little over a year, May 2017. Are we going to hit that?
The short answer is yes. The little bit more complicated answer, I believe, is that we will see between now and then about how quickly they come along in terms of how the quality of their data.
Liebreich went on to say that when you bring in data for the first time, you start to realize that there are relationships and there are quality of data issues that you need to address. Those who come in earlier are quicker at solving those problems. Congressman Jerry Connolly also asked what OMB was doing to address those data standards, and here he is asking Mader about what happens next.
So next step is finalizing implementation plans that were drafted last year, and then we get on to actual implementation.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we monitor how well we're implementing after
right.
that. Okay. And we hope to be able to say we're doing that by and large starting around August, September.
Correct.
Okay, good. One of the other concerns GAO had was we may end up with non-uniform reporting standards.
The additional guidance that goes out formally in another week or two will reemphasize the importance of adhering to the not only the 57, but the additional data standards. Because I think in GAO's testimony, they point out, rightfully so, even though we've defined a data element in a certain way, agencies are not necessarily all the time interpreting it correctly. So it's going to be, you know, a continuous process of just monitoring what agencies are doing.
Somebody might say potato and someone say potato. That's one kind of reporting variance. But if somebody's talking about potatoes and someone else is talking about, you know, asparagus, we got a problem.
So an unsatisfied Congress. Meredith, what happens next?
Well, now we wait the next 45 days and see what OMB comes back with when it comes to their replan of the procurement pilot program.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.